I have recently had to undergo a series of tests and scans in my local hospital. And whilst I don't seem to have been given any conclusion or clear report yet, I have at least got this poem out of it. I was very struck when I was reading the details about my latest scan to see how resonant in every sense the language in the leaflet was to add to and perhaps open up out that wonderful word scan itself. So I came up with this. It's a poem called How to Scan a Poet. My doctor tells me I will need a scan. I tap a nervous rhythm with my feet. Just count to five, she says, and then sit down. The gist of it is printed on this sheet, so read it over when you are at home. We'll have a clearer picture when we meet. I read the letter in a waiting room, its language strangely rich for one like me. Image, contrast, resonance. A poem slips into view amidst the litany of Latin terms that make our medicine a new poetic terminology. The door is opened. I am ushered in to lisp my list of symptoms, to rehearse the undiscovered art of naming pain. It's called deep inspiration, says the nurse. Draw deep for me, then simply hold your breath and stay composed. So I compose this verse. She says, we die for contrast, to unearth each hidden image, which might bring some clue that takes us closer to the truth. Be still, and I will pass you through the ring. Three passes, all in rhythm, and you're free. The resonance will show us everything. And now, my muse says much the same to me, scanning these lines and calling me to sing.